What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Aquarium Podcast. Ever look online and see something you think is just a really stupid idea? Not like normal stupid, but another level. Yeah? Me too. Within the aquarium hobby, there has been some really amazing breakthroughs, such as the introduction on water testing to help us understand more about the environments we keep our animals in. The large variety of choices now available for feeding, such as live or frozen foods, giving us more options to feed our animals rather than just fish flakes. But then sometimes I think we hit a point where all that good progression goes out the door, like seeing a damn better fish in a plastic bottle and plastered all over social media. I mean, it's normally not any bottle. I've actually seen them being placed in 2 litre Coke bottles. How does anyone in the hobby think that keeping an animal in a bottle or maybe a glass jar is okay? Let's assume at the moment that yes, it could be for a photo on the internet and isn't the animal's actual living conditions, but I think you'd be surprised by how many people do this in the hobby, though, and keep these animals this way for their entire life. Once again, it comes down to the perception of the hobby through social media, and unfortunately many shops placing better fish in such small containers ready to sell to customers. I can sort of see the justification of shops keeping them in small fish tanks, especially male betters, to avoid any aggressive behaviour to each other. Personally, I think it's ridiculous we live in a society where they are in small jars or containers in shops. Smaller fish tanks I can deal with as long as it's a temporary home. The trouble is that many people think, well, if the shop can do it, then it must be okay for me to, right? These fish, although coined as ornamental, are not literally a living item that can sit on your shelf at home to live its life. It's an animal, and we should, as with any other, respect this. Would you put your dog or cat in a cage and let it live there for the rest of its life? No exercise or stimulation? Why is it then some think it's okay to treat fish like this? If you haven't already, go check out an earlier podcast episode I did about talking about the better. If you have already listened, then you will know better fish originate from Asia, and many are often found in shallow waters or even puddles, which they find themselves in as the seasons change within the area, so generally they are well conditioned to living in these environments. As I've mentioned before though, sometimes these environments aren't the best for the animal. It's just what they know. Thing is, for me, most of the ornamental types in the hobby today are bred through hobbyists and breeders, so they've never lived this life until, unfortunately, someone picks one up from their local store and sticks it in a vase or something. This goes the same as many other fish. A lot of people right now would go straight to goldfish on this topic, but I do think things are starting to change here, as you don't see as much of it going on within the hobby anymore. I think because of the backlash that's happened with it being so inhumane, especially considering the sizes some goldfish can grow up to. Now though, I think people's attention has turned to tropical or freshwater fish, such as betters, and even guppies or other such live bearers, which are a lot smaller and will stay that size. People then see this as a justification that because the animal is small, then becomes more acceptable or justified to put them in small containers. Unfortunately though, as with any animal, they create waste, and small areas of water means that this buildup happens faster, which in turn could result in a lot more maintenance required. So although having something like this could be appealing, ultimately it would just be more constructive in the long run to go for something bigger, as it would require less maintenance. And of course, it comes down to other benefits like space for better filtration and even just swimming area for the animals. Let's not forget, they need to exercise like we do, after all. I think for me, I just want to get it in my head why there is so much crap on the market aimed at keeping fish in small containers like jars or even clock aquariums. Have you actually seen these? Or maybe the half bowl aquarium you can mount on a wall? Amazing to think that sometimes these ones have a picture of a goldfish on them. At the end of the day, it just comes down to a mind shift change. These aquariums potentially could have amazing uses, especially for our hardcore aquascapers. The challenge to create a piece of living art in a clock aquarium sounds like an amazing idea, doesn't it? Sometimes people do unfortunately associate the word fish tank or aquarium with, understandably, fish, but they could have other uses, and maybe that's the way we fix this problem in the hobby. Use aquascaping to encourage the hobby to move to a direction which removes fish from the equation, and instead, with the use of rocks, soil, stones, and even small plants, to create a little piece of artwork for your home or office. Maybe it could be the equivalent of living art, which some hang on their walls. These items use things like moss and twigs and embed them within a picture frame of sorts. It does seem the hobby is moving a little more in a better direction than what it once was, but sitting here writing the notes for this episode, I did a quick search online using the term fish tank, and I was surprised by how many pictures came up in the search with planted or reef aquariums, which is a real nice positive. As I look now, I can see a few stupid images of goldfish in bowls and even a USB desktop water fountain, but it looks like a shift to a much more sensible direction. I mean, they still have bettas or goldfish in the pictures, so we're not there yet. Who knows what goes on behind closed doors? It must be quite fascinating as a hobbyist who maybe works within a pet store and sells such items as to what is generally the most popular, and are they newcomers, seasoned hobbyists, or what? Are they buying fish that day? Is it often or hardly ever? I know this is going slightly off topic, but what do people think of monster fish and keeping them in aquariums? It's sort of the same really, isn't it? To put in a betta in a jar. Yes, the aquarium and filtration in these tanks are usually massive powerhouses, but ultimately it still comes down to putting a large fish in a tank with little space. I've sort of never got the idea of keeping really big fish. I think if I did, I'd probably just go for one. But you often do see many aquariums with a whole variety of fish, from pacus, arowanas, to pufferfish, and even rays, all mixed in together. Makes you kind of think back to last week's episode on water parameters, doesn't it? Again, is it fish welfare first putting lots of big fish of different types in an aquarium, which probably doesn't have plants or substrate, as they tend to be messy animals? We talked in that episode about people's obsession with water quality, and yet here's a perfect example of an environment which is not often replicated from nature, just a mash of lots of different freshwater animals. I'll let you be the judge on that one. I think it all boils down to the conversation again about what should be in the hobby and what's really happening, and ultimately it comes most of the time to personal preference and perception. If a person getting into the hobby wasn't told they shouldn't put a goldfish in a small bowl, would they do it anyway? Is it once again down to us as hobbyists to help educate or share our findings to others to better the hobby? Is the weight on fish stores to ensure the fish aren't in small aquariums and better advise customers on practices? Who knows, right? Whatever your thoughts, just remember these fish are our animals and pets. It's our duty as hobbyists and moral welfare to ensure our animals are cared for in the best possible way. Again, it's not about spending tons of money on fancy equipment or finding the biggest fish tank to use. It's about being sensible, doing your homework, going with what you can afford and what's going to benefit the animal most. Put yourself in their shoes. Excuse the irony, and just think, would you like to spend the rest of your life in a tiny glass box with little to stimulate yourself? Fish and aquariums are not toys and should be treated with the respect they deserve from us. We have a duty being part of this wonderful community to help steer it in a better and more positive direction than where it often turns to. If we don't, it'll be down to companies that sell this crap to guide us forward, and I think that right there is what we need to think about most. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I'll see you in the next one. If you enjoyed this episode, why not head over to my YouTube channel for more aquarium goodness, or head over to my social media platforms if you want to follow along or talk about your experiences within the hobby. I'd love to hear your thoughts. All the links are in the episode notes to this podcast. And until next time, you stay safe.